Visit whiteglovemover.com.au.
Ben Reed from Ian Reed Byron Vendor Advocates joins us.
Hey Ben, how many auctions go prior to the day? Like you helped Alice out during the week, and they went to auction yesterday, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, we made what we thought was a reasonably strong offer prior to the auction, which brought forward the process. We were hoping that we weren't going to have anyone that contested. Two buyers turned up and they held an auction before the auction on the Friday at lunchtime. And it sold for another $130,000 over the price that we put forward, which we thought was pretty fair.
Is that rare that there's an auction before the auction on auction
day? Well, if we look, around about a third of the market at the moment. If we have a look at last week's stats, DJ, there are 1,196 auctions and 212 of them sold before. So that's, what's that, about 20% or thereabouts last week.
And how are we looking this weekend? I mean, we're in the thick of winter and yet we're still clocking, more than 1,000 auctions. That's a big winter.
Yeah, we are. If we compare it to the same time last year where there were 659 auctions and the clearance rate sat at 75%, the same weekend this week, we've got 1,100 auctions. So that's nearly double or thereabouts the same time last year. There were 292 suburbs that today have got at least one auction. The top auction location is Craigieburn, which is interesting to see that sort of the outer suburbs with this market that's really not favouring, sellers in a bullish way. It's interesting to see that some of the fringe suburbs have still got really high auction levels, along with Reservoir with 15 and Glenroy with 14.
The top house was an example of what will happen to a property if it is in a really good school catchment, Ben. It'll fly.
Absolutely. There's a bit of a theme that's happening in the marketplace, isn't there? Around Glen Waverley, these big provincial-style homes, brand new, five beds, two-car accommodation on 766 square metres in the school zones. These are performing exceptionally well. And this one at 4 Pindari Street, Glen Waverley, was no exception to that. Jared Way from Jealous Craig was the selling agent for this. They quoted at $4 to $4.4 million. They had plenty of interest. It sold at auction for $4,818,000.
And the top unit was really house proportion, three bedrooms and multiple living zones, Ben. So it's the top unit, but it was not a crunch on space.
No, and really well positioned on White Street in Brighton. This was one at 78, which was right in the walking distance for the Brighton shops and the likes. So it was a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, four-car townhouse. It had an underground basement car park, which you don't often see for a townhouse that was built probably in the 1990s to early 2000s, really well positioned. This one, after being quoted $2,675,000 at 2.85, it sold for a good 10% above $3.2 million.
Where was the bargain house, Ben?
It was One Match Lane in Wollert. Jenny Terhar from Stone Real Estate was the selling agent for this little two-bedroom, one-bathroom townhouse on a really compact block in one of the newer estates out there. This one had investors, it had first-home buyers that had some interest in it, and it sold just above the quoted range for $430,000.
And bring us home with the bargain unit, Ben, a price which would be one of the lowest figures you'd ever see at an auction in Melbourne.
Well, this was a studio apartment at 103 at 188 Peel Street, North Melbourne. So pretty well positioned in the inner city. Not a huge amount of accommodation. It was quoted $175,000 to $185,000. It was previously leased for $400 per week. So that's a return of nearly 11%, a huge amount more than what you get in the bank. And this one sold for $176,000.
Oh, good stuff. All right, Ben. Ben Reed from Ian Reed Vendor. Ian Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates joins us there. Thanks, Ben. And thanks for your help during the week, my friend.
No worries, mate.
That is Ben Reed. I've just heard the races up in